Welcome, everyone, to our first ever In Their Own League quiz. I'm your host, Stephen, and I'm honoured to be joined by the following league members. We have Kate.
Hello.
We have Jenny.
Hello.
We have the Queen herself, B.
Oh, hello.
We have Kaylin.
Hi.
And we have Valerie.
Hello.
And we have Peggy, who's
not hello. Sure.
Type screen, but I'll have to remember she's there. it's tough times at the moment, so people will be self-isolation, social distancing, or maybe delivering our food and our parcels, or working on the front line of caregiving. Basically, our worlds have turned upside down in the last few weeks, so we thought it would be nice to get together again and have a bit of a virtual social. And I've got the opportunity to live out one of my life's goals as a quiz master, and we can really see who knows their stuff about movies. And actually, well, there's lots of questions about movies tonight. Most of this quiz is about our site and the articles and reviews that you can find on it. So I'm hoping our listeners might go and check out some of the content they might have missed over the last few months. However, what we really want to find out, who is the quiz queen of it all. So we've got five rounds of questions based around film and our website. Don't get too depressed, guys, if you feel you're really far behind, because round five just throws the points around and you could probably win or lose it there. All right. And if there's a tie, I'll think of a question that only a hardcore person good answer, but I don't forget to get there. Alrighty then, so what we'll do is start with round one, which is especially for B. So if anyone's listened to the last few episodes, there's one type of film that B really really loves above any other type of film, and it's a rom-com.
Oh no.
I've just got a short little description, short little question about a rom-com. If you want to shout out your name when you think you know the answer, my decision is final about who called first. And just a point for getting it right, so there's 10 points on offer. Let's see how we go. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes, Stephen. Right, okay, so question one. So this Richard Curtis comedy saw a movie star fall in love with a
B.
I think that would be
Notting Hill.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Right. Do we see how to play it now, everybody?
Yes.
Because you're going to be exhausted, B.
I'm terrible at directors, though. Does all the questions start off with who the director is? Because I'm terrible at that.
Not at all. Not at all. Most, okay. It's just the gist of the film. Okay. Now, that was a question about a bookseller in a rom-com. I've got a movie now that saw two booksellers fall in love in an internet chat room.
Valerie.
Was that Kaylin or was that Valerie?
That's your decision.
I don't think Valerie really knew what her name was at that moment.
Yeah, I was like,
ooh. So I'm going to give it to Kaylin.
I believe that's You've Got Mail.
1 point to Kaylin.
Yay.
Okay. Now, I got this question from another quiz. I don't know how true this is, but so this one might be up for debate. Which popular rom-com, and I might give you a clue, is based on Pride and Prejudice?
Valerie.
Okay, Valerie?
Okay. It's a popular rom-com is based on Pride. Oh, shoot. You know what? I thought of Emma. If I were on Jeopardy, I'd have points deducted. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to let you off in this round, mate. So, okay. But you're, anybody else? Okay, B?
Pride and Prejudice.
Well, I might give you that. That's not the answer I've got. So I'm going to... Because I thought this was a bit of a push. It's a Renée Zellweger film. She made two sequels.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Okay.
Who said Bridget Jones' Diary?
Peggy.
Yeah. All right, Peggy, you get the point.
I didn't say my name though. Does that?
I'm not gonna be that hard.
Okay.
I don't believe that's true though. That seems like false to me. Like it's. I think that's just been made up, but
I was really doubting it as well, but it's probably
Don't try to take away my point,
right? B. Cheat.
All right. The next one, though, right, the next one, there will be no debate. This is a rom-com starring a wealthy but solitary businessman and a street prostitute in Los Angeles.
Valerie.
That was Valerie that time.
That is Pretty Woman.
Yeah, you have to sing it.
Oh, okay. Pretty Woman walking down the street.
Fantastic. All right, now, if you don't know this film, I'm hoping you guys do. So this film begins with the big-hearted but ditzy Shelley being kicked out of the Playboy Mansion and has to find her own way in the world.
Kate. A house bunny.
I was going to say that. I've seen that one. That's Emma Stone.
Emma Stone's in it. I think she is, yeah.
And Anna Faris.
Faris.
It's a great movie.
It sounds fantastic, actually.
It's hilarious.
It's pretty good. You're really not on brand tonight, B.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget my name.
This is what 2-3 weeks of isolation does to people. Okay, right. Question 6. This British rom-com combines multiple romantic storylines over the...
Kaylin.
Wait, Jenny. Oh.
Kaylin.
Is it Love Actually?
It certainly is.
Oh, I was going to say something. I
haven't seen it.
Just bear in mind, this is the easy round, right?
Oh, no, this is easy.
Right. Okay. This Woody Allen rom-com travels back in time to the Roaring Forties.
Valerie.
It was definitely Valerie.
It's Midnight in Paris.
Point to Valerie. Valerie is the queen of...
I was going to say, Valerie's kicking some butt here.
Right, you're all going to get this. This romantic comedy is set to the music of ABBA.
Jenny. Mamma Mia.
I'm afraid so.
You have to sing it.
No, I don't know Mamma Mia. I don't know how it goes.
Here I go.
Mamma Mia.
I was going to say, give me a man after me. Different...
Yeah, that's not going to be your prize.
No.
Right. This one is a bit obscure, so I'm going to give you... It's actually one of my favourite films, but none of you would know that. I'll give you some extra clues. So the clue I've got from the Rob quiz I got was, which rom-com wraps up on New Year's Eve?
I mean, there's a fair few.
There are, indeed, which I think is a really unfair question. But B, I'll give 2 points if anyone gets it.
Oh, is it The Apartment?
That's not what I'm thinking of.
I'm Valerie. I got one.
Okay, Valerie, you go.
Is it When Harry Met Sally?
It is. 2 points to Valerie.
Oh.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you
That's
must.
That's a classic.
It is a classic. Yeah. Okay, and finally, for this, a rom-com where we find some exes who end up vacationing together.
Vacationing together.
B. It's got Adam Sandler in it, and
Kaylin.
Kaylin.
Is it Cactus Flower, the film that film is a remake of?
I don't know. Yeah. It's not the...
No,
okay. Oh, no, they're not exes. No, they're
no,
just like...
No, it's no, not. Okay, I'll give you a clue. What's the easy clue? Russell Brand. What's the easy clue?
Oh, B.
B.
I know. Is it... I know the name of it, and I... I've forgotten the name of it. I'm going to... kick myself.
Kate. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh.
Kate, there we go.
I was going to say that, but I thought it was Remembering Sarah Marshall.
All right, so that brings us to the end of round one. And the good news is, oh no, Jenny. Jenny's on 0. Anyway, let me just sum these up, because I don't have a production crew to help me with this. Ah, blimey. All right, I can...
Pretend. No.
So B has 2. Kaylin has 2. Valerie has 4. Peggy has 1. Jenny has 0, but don't worry, Jenny. You'll rock it at the end. And Kate has 2. Which adds up to 11 because I gave 2 points to Valerie for that unfair one. Right, how does everyone feel? Is everyone happy with that?
Terrible.
Well, I guess that's fine.
Clearly need to watch more rom-coms, but I think we've established that.
I have a feeling I'm going to be doing horrible at this whole thing. I can't think of the names. I keep thinking of it, it goes right over my head.
So I think what I'm going to do now, I'm going to do the autobiographies round now, which is a very similar one. So I'm going to tell you the title of an actor or actress's autobiography, or one of their autobiographies, because they seem to have a lot of time in their hands, and seem to write many, and don't wait till it's time. If you can guess the name of the person, that's fantastic. I will try and come up with clues to help. But I might struggle with that. So one point again, each one. So this is the autobiographies round. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So I've chosen this one for personal reasons because my uncle had it on his bookshelf as I was growing up, and I was fascinated by the title of it. I don't think anyone's going to get it, but it was a book that I obsessed about for years. The Moon is a Balloon. Right, okay, let me give you some
clues. That's a great title.
I just loved it. I think it was his second or third autobiography. British actor. Famous roles include Sir James Bond.
Is it Sean Connery?
It isn't.
Oh.
Peggy.
Roger Moore.
It's not. So, Sir James Bond.
Palin.
Think it is Kalim.
Oh, I was going to say another Bond actor, but I feel like I'm wrong. But I'm going to say Timothy Dalton.
No, it isn't. Okay, so it's much older than that. Most famous film, I think, or the best film that he was in, but he's in thousands. Probably A Matter of Life and Death.
Kate. Is it George Lazenby?
Nope. I really shouldn't have told you the James Bond one. So the James. No. A bit of a cheat because
Valerie. I'll name an unnamed Bond. Is it Roger Moore?
No, we've had Roger Moore. So, Sir James Bond, because in the original Casino Royale, this actor played.
Peggy. David Niven.
Well done, Peggy.
I was going to say that. Oh, why didn't I go with that?
The original James Bond. That's what you just I went back in my head. He did Casino Royale, but a completely different version.
Indeed, and the joke in the film is that all the other James Bonds have just been imposters of him.
Right.
Okay, but right, that went well.
Oh, I should have gone.
I got a point.
No. you have. Okay, right. It's okay. This one, I reckon there's only two possible answers, so you've got a 50% chance of getting it right. This autobiography is called Choreography.
Oh, Kaylin.
Kaylin. Well, yeah, Kaylin, I think.
Is it Corey Feldman?
It is. Well done. Was that what you were going to go for, Kate?
Yeah.
It could have been the other one. Right.
Yeah, couldn't you? One of the Corys.
Right. Question three. This autobiography is Call Me Crazy.
Valerie? Is that Anne Heche?
Well done.
Wow.
Very good.
Who knew? How did she wrote one?
Well, my God. So I was reading up about it. It sounds absolutely... It's before she went crazy. Terrible.
That's kind of wonderful.
She had a terrible life growing up.
So, I remember a lot of press for that one, actually.
I don't know if we'll go into all the bits I was reading about it, but it's one I was thinking about reading. Okay, right. On this one, I've put the answer in the question, so I better fix that. Right.
We could just leave it in there.
See if we get it.
Now someone's got the Anne Heche one. I don't think you need clues anymore. What Falls Away?
Say it again.
What Falls Away?
What Falls Away?
Mia Farrow. Kate,
well done.
Yeah, Mia Farrow.
Kate is a secret. Genius at this. Right. Actually, who got Anne Heche?
Valerie did.
It was Valerie, I suddenly thought I was giving it to the wrong person. No. Right. This one is a bit of a relation to somebody else. by 2 degrees of separation that I've already given, but Unbearable Lightness, A Story of Loss and Gain.
I'm really bad at this. I clearly don't read people's biographies, autobiographies.
Same. I'm just finding out that I don't know anyone's names.
So I'm going to give you a clue of Ellen DeGeneres.
Portia de Rossi?
Well done. Who was that?
Jenny.
Damn
well
it.
Done, Jenny.
I'm trying to remember my name to say my name. Damn it.
I did that in the early round. I was like, ooh.
All right. So everyone's off the mark now. Fantastic. Right. This one, I'm expecting an absolute pile in. All right. Because the title of the autobiography really gives it away. Melissa Explains It All, Tales of My Abnormally Normal Life.
Kate.
Okay, Kate.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Well done.
Yay, Nickelodeon.
I didn't even know she had one. I really didn't know.
I think a lot of these people, I have no clue that they even
That was kind of the point. But the Melissa Joan Hart one, it was all about drug-filled parties and all sorts. It's
oh, my God, what?
A pot boiler. Yeah.
She's a sweet little girl?
I know. I think lots was going on in Nickelodeon that we really don't want to know about.
Yeah,
no, that's
true. Yeah. All right, so this one's got a similar kind of bent, but a bit more famous. This person's autobiography was called Wildflower.
B.
Go for it.
Is it Drew Barrymore?
It is. Well done, B. Yes.
That's also the name of her skincare line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, flower.
Yeah.
You like.
Very good. Right. The next one, number 8, Bossy Pants.
Oh, Valerie.
Oh, Jenny. B.
Well, I think it was B because she said her name twice.
Yeah, and I started with O again.
Oh. So did I.
Right. At the end of this round, we're just going to re-go over our names again. Just to
get it right.
None of us know
Yes.
Is it Tina Fey?
It is Tina Fey. Where is B? There she is. Another point to B. Two more questions in this round. Who hasn't really got anything? Yeah, I think everybody's got one in this round so far. That's good. This one's called Choose Your Own Autobiography.
Oh, that's a good title, isn't it? I like it. Hmm. I have no idea who it is, though.
Right. Let me know if you need a clue.
Clearly, we do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Doogie Howser.
Kate. Oh, Kaylin.
I think that was B.
I didn't know it was Kaylin.
Oh, right, Kaylin.
I thought it was Kate.
I thought I heard Kate. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I thought I heard Kate first.
Okay.
Is that Neil Patrick Harris?
It is Patrick Harris.
Sorry if I stole that from Kaylin.
No, you got there first.
Sorry. You're a little low. You need to shout, Kate. Or do the Kate thing again. That will.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
And the final question of this round is everyone hanging out without me?
Yes.
Jenny.
Jenny, once again, only Mindy person knows her name. It is Mindy Kaling. Well done. Did you know that, B?
No.
Oh, you would just take the fact. To Jenny, righty ho. I still can't find out how to add these up, but I'll do it before the end of the round. Right, now they were just aperitifs. Is anyone feeling that they can't continue? Are they ready for the challenge for round 3?
Oh,
is it getting harder or easier?
So, in this round, I've gone back to our top 50 films of the decade, and I looked at every review that was written, and I have got an excerpt from it. I need to know, for 2 points in total, who wrote the article and what.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Never going to get this.
I'm going to give you a clue. Most of the people on the quiz wrote at least one of these articles.
Right, but
if you don't get your own article,
I probably won't.
Was considering negative points, but because not everybody wrote an article for it, that was a bit unfair. But I will say that you'll get double no, there's no double points. There's just two, but there's 2 points that could go to different people. Okay. And bear in mind, sometimes the thing I've given is very obvious what the film is, and sometimes it isn't. So, and like I said, they're all from our top 50, so that limits the number of films that I could be talking about. Also, I've changed things like the film title to things like this film or title redacted. All right, so that people didn't write that all the way through the quiz. their articles. I'm just trying not to give it away. Okay, are we all ready for round 3?
Okay.
Who wrote this? Again, shout out your name multiple times if that helps. All right. This film is far from an easy watch, but in Ramsay's deft hands, it's a film packed with humanity and one not without humour. The slow march towards calamity is softened by the hope that Eva might have a life.
James wrote it.
Did write it, yeah.
And was it We Need to Talk About Kevin?
2 points for B. Now, I feel as you edited them all, you may have an but we shall see. But yes, so I'm going to give you 2 points for that. Well done. Was that what you were going to go with? Somebody else piped up.
Yes.
And James as well?
I wasn't going to guess. I didn't have a person guess. I was just going to guess the movie.
Okay, right. Question 2 in this round, which is all a bit screwed up. Okay, right. But awards and financial success aside, it has been important to many people across the world, from members of the LGBT community to little girls. It carries an empowering and feminist message of accepting oneself and focuses on the love between two sisters. It may not be a perfect film, but it feels safe to say that this film is one of the Disney films that will endure for decades.
Ooh, B.
Jenny?
All right, B.
It's Frozen, but I can... I'm going to say it was Nicole who wrote it.
Good work. I think you're going to...
Okay.
I'm going to guess that she can guess every single question.
No, I won't be able to. There'll be one that will stump me.
I hope so. Right, but I will say, if you don't say BB and someone else says it, then they're going to have go first. No, don't worry. Doesn't matter, because the final round... it'll all change anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You can get 20 points on this and it won't make any difference. Okay, right. Question 3. Every dream is valid and we must work towards them and never forget the possibility of our actions affecting other individuals in our lives. Family, friends, significant others. Success is meaningless if you have nobody to share it with. So we must all remember to never be title redacted. You're never gonna get
I don't get that one.
It's a wonderful excerpt. I wish I would remember what it was from.
Okay.
Kudos to whoever wrote it.
I definitely
do. I'm going to give a clue, but I think some of us will know who wrote this with the clue alone. So the clue, I'm going to give the clue as Bruce Springsteen.
Jenny. Rosa wrote it in Blinded by the Light.
2 points to Jenny.
Oh, nice.
Rosa was going on about that.
I need to watch that film. It just went up on HBO.
It's on Amazon Prime as well, if anyone's check it out.
Yeah. So Rosa introduced me to it, and as somebody who actually literally grew up in a place like Luton in exactly that same time, it's absolutely... spot on. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
So that was 2 points to Jenny. Is B faking us out, pretending she didn't?
I did actually get.
Okay, the next one. If one of the women wanted to leave, they could easily cut the ribbon and walk away. But that fact just adds an extra dimension to the starkly visible reminder that they are essentially prisoners, just without bars. They are tethered by a society that has cast them out and treats them as dangerous. They are also tied together, united in their own community. Nobody have an idea?
It's really good.
I know, yeah. Isn't it?
It's great. But, I mean, but it's like I read so many things that I can't. There's no way I can remember one.
Does anyone recognize maybe the writing style? I mean, you can get a point for guessing who it was. They're not here. but
that
they
makes
are.
Me feel a little better.
Yeah, the person's not, and they are, but they are a regular podcast contributor.
Okay, wait a minute. Podcast contributor.
Caitlin.
Okay, Caitlin.
I'm gonna have a guess. Was it Kaz?
It was Kaz.
Hey. I have no idea what the film was.
Okay, so it was I Am Not a Witch.
Oh.
Which,
no wonder I
have
did not like that movie.
I like Kaylin's. I like Kaz's review of it. So I've built a nice little. When investigating the questions and working them out, I've found some things that I haven't seen that I'm going to go for. Right, this one is a film I was very surprised was in our top 50, but we'll talk about that later. The overall effect is something like a double exposure photograph, where an actor is only disguised enough by makeup to suggest the character they are playing, while still being recognisable as a previous character. It sounds complicated.
B. Cloud Atlas, and it was Joan.
2 points to B.
Cloud Atlas was in our top 50?
Right? Wow. I was surprised at that, and Joan wrote the article. But anyway, right, okay. Now here's a film that I enjoyed, but again, I'm somewhat surprised it was in our top 50. But when the filmmaker has made other films better, but never mind. There's a mixture of experiences, jumbled and at times frustrating, but it doesn't deter the film from being fundamentally profound. Despite the invite into life on Earth and on the ship before the others were gone, this is a very secluded movie. You feel the contradiction, its tininess and its enormity. And with such a diverting sense of weightlessness, it's disorienting at times. Within that space, it's the beauty of Title Redacted. With such a visceral feeling of loss and such an intimate setting, it's nearly impossible not to feel the film in your bloodstream.
Jenny.
Okay, Jenny.
This is just a guess. Is it High Life?
It is High Life.
Okay, I don't know who wrote it.
I'm a bit surprised who wrote it, actually. But again, more so Jenny gets a point. It was Christy.
Ah, okay.
Not the Claire Denis film I'd have chosen, but it was a group effort. Okay, right. She has been to places that we only hear in fleeting news reports on the morning news. She has seen horrors that we can only imagine, but never does Title Redacted ever feel exploitative or invasive. Instead, what we have here is an absorbing, intimate portrait into humanity and a passion for a career.
B?
Yes?
I'm going to say Zero Dark 30.
No.
Oh.
And I'm going to stop 2 points.
No!
Oh. Because you wrote this review of Camera Person.
Oh! Gosh! That was so bad! I didn't recognize my own work!
I wouldn't feel bad. There's probably some things I would never even have a clue either.
I mean, to be fair, some of you write so many articles, I don't know how you remember what you've written. I'm in awe of the output of some of you guys. So I'm being a little bit mean to B, but she knows it's all in jest. Okay.
I don't know it's all in jest, and now I'm crying.
There's a sequence near the end which echoes the tiny dancer sequence from Almost Famous. This scene in particular encapsulates all the hope and fantasies each individual here has. It transcends the physical and enters the existential. It's a scene so full of life and joy that you almost forget how difficult these people's lives are. And in that moment, so do they. Right. I don't know this film. I'm going to... So if no one wants it, I'm going to give the film title away and we can still guess who wrote it, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
American Honey is the film.
Hmm.
Does anyone know who wrote it?
Oh, American Honey. Well, it's obviously not one of us, unless we've forgotten.
It was Mike.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to give zeros across the board on that one. That's the first time.
Everybody gets deducted a point for not coming up with Stephen's name.
No, I think that's fine. Right, two more to go in this round. What I am going to say is one of the writers is somebody who hasn't been brought up before in this round, and one of these writers is a repeat. I'm not telling you which one, although it'll be obvious once we get this next question out of the way. All too often, biopics are dismissed, especially by younger audiences, for being boring or Oscar-baity. They tend to be successful with older moviegoers and award shows, but the response from younger viewers appears lackluster in comparison. Title Redacted defies the gripes some have with biopics. It confronts bisexuality, polyamory, and the oppression of women in the 1930s while telling the story of...
Jenny.
Jenny, yep.
Did I write that?
You did.
Is it Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman?
2 points to Jenny.
Oh, see, I'm really ashamed now that I didn't recognise my own work. Can Jenny recognise that?
Yeah, well, I didn't. There was a few parts when I was like, did I say that?
that's really good. Did I write that bit?
That's why I was questioning. Actually,
that's how I felt.
I'm reading it as an English guy is might not how it goes on in any of your heads. All right. So. Do apologise if any of you have written anything you think that's not how it should have been phrased.
Yeah, Steve has just butchered that.
Trying my best. And I'm available for audiobooks and all sorts. Right. So what you'll get from this one was written by somebody who's already been an answer in this round. This is the final one.
Okay.
And indeed, I've just realised something else about this question, but never mind. Title Redacted isn't for everyone. It's a psycho-noir thriller about a lunatic with a hammer taking on a murderous cabal of powerful paedophiles in a world of violence. Yes, B?
It's never really... Oh, God, no. I know it's a Lynn Ramsey film. You were never really here.
That? And who wrote it?
James?
He did. Apparently he wrote all the Lynn Ramsey articles. Well done. 2 points to B. Ah, dear. So that's the end of round three.
I could have recalled he'd done both of them, but
that was torture.
Yeah.
Was that hard, everybody?
Yes.
It was pretty hard.
Yeah. It was embarrassing for me, but
you say that, but you're pretty much cleaned up, even with the minus two. Although I think, you came out with 6. Jenny came out with 5. And everybody else shared 1 point, which was Caitlin. So yeah, tough. What you should take from this is you should go and have a look at some of the articles that we've written.
I take it that I have no life and all I do is edit people's pieces. Yeah. But
it's kind of hopefully, you know, everybody. I chose a nice bit of their review that was. They're not going to be. Mad at me. Okay, right. Round 4. Also soon. Okay, Women in History Month we've just had. And there's been some fantastic articles written. Lots of them by Joan, but lots of fantastic articles. I'm going to describe someone from what's been written in the article. And you've got to tell me who it's about.
Oh.
Don't need to tell me who wrote the article.
Joan.
No, they're not all Joan, but I noticed most of the ones I went to. Okay, right. Are we all ready? Women in History Month. 10 questions. best known as the original ingenue and the girl with the curls, but she was also a founder of the United Artists Film Studio.
Hey, Peggy.
I think that was B.
No, go with Peggy.
I'll go with Peggy.
Mary Pickford.
It was Mary Pickford. Hurrah! Now I've got to find out what column you are. Peggy or F. 1 point to Peggy. Right.
Woohoo!
That's the happiest I've ever made anybody. Ever. My life is complete. Okay. Time can permit legends to eclipse the reality of someone's life, particularly in Hollywood. Some are unjustly lionized and some greatly disparaged. But in the history of film, few have been as mischaracterized as this person. She was a success on stage and screen, but her long-term relationship with a wealthy married man and her portrayal in a film loosely based on his life is all that is remembered now.
Oh. Peggy.
Peggy again?
Katharine Hepburn?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
No.
Never mind.
The woman who went out with Hearst.
It is that. Do we know her name?
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
Valerie.
Valerie.
Is it Marion Davies?
It's Marion Davies.
Oh. There we go.
B gave you an opening, and yes,
gave me a clue.
I approve. Oh no, that's all right. It's a dog eat dog world here, and. You don't become the queen of quiz by being nice. Okay, right. This person was one of the few actresses to successfully transition from silent films to talking pictures.
Kate.
Okay.
Clara Bow.
Not Clara Bow. On top of that, she returns to her home country where she would be a pioneer in the golden age era of Mexican cinema. Remember your name, not hers first.
Yeah. B.
Okay.
That's not my name. I know it's Rosa's Piece.
It is Rosa's
Piece. Her first name's Dolores, but I've forgotten her last name, and that's really frustrating because I said to Rosa how much I enjoyed her piece, and it was a really good piece, wasn't it? It was really good, and I've forgotten her last name. As you've got
the writer and you've got Dolores, I'm going to give you it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rosa.
Yeah, we're all sorry, Rosa. Fantastic piece.
I think that's fair. She's got the author and the first name. She's pretty much in the ballpark there.
I don't want to take that point.
Well, and to be fair, I think this was a name that was put on this lady that wasn't actual name. So it's Dolores Del Rio.
Oh, I was going to say that. Del Rio.
I don't, yeah. Well, wish you were. But I'm going to give you it because I think you were so close and nobody else was. Right, the next one was somebody I was going to write an article about, but as B can tell you, that's never going to happen. So I'm going to somebody else. She was one of America's most prolific silent film actresses and one of cinema's first sex symbols. A woman known early on for her femme fatale roles, she had earned, or rather as her later life proved perhaps, been cursed with the nickname The Vamp.
I know that someone's already said this person's name.
No, they haven't.
They haven't? Oh, it's not her then.
Not her.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to give you a clue. She comes later. Is this going to be another all round zero?
B.
Go on then.
Joan Crawford.
Nope.
Oh!
KKK.
Theda Bara.
Well done, KKK. I like
it. Who was it?
Theda Bara. I like this KKK. K-cubed. Right, K-cubed. You got a point.
I like K-cubed.
This is hard.
It is, isn't it? And it's a fairly recent set of articles. What have you all been doing? It's like, have you all been busy?
Very.
Okay. You guys need to stay in more. Is it too soon? I don't know. Yeah. There are many forgotten. Oh God, let me start again. There are many forgotten faces in Hollywood who once captivated audiences. Few were more groundbreaking than this person, who starred, directed, and produced silent films when the medium was still experimenting with what it could do.
It's like silence falls over them. Yeah.
Over this is another fascinating article, or something I didn't know about. It's Mabel Normand, who was a filmmaker back in the silent era.
Yeah.
But that's our second question that's failed everybody. Never mind. Right. She wrote the stories and scenarios for over 300 films in a career that spans from the early days of cinema and into the sound era. Her work... Yes, B?
I wrote this. This is Frances Marion.
It is. Well done.
Hey! I wrote my own work.
Hang on. Oh, I wrote this.
This time. No.
Okay. This is one of my favourite quotes, although it's tinged with sadness. She once said, "All the time the flapper is laughing and dancing, there's a feeling of tragedy underneath. She's unhappy and disillusioned, and that's what people sense."
Valerie?
Okay, Valerie.
I'm going to guess. Is it Clara Bow?
It is Clara Bow, which is what I think. Someone was thinking for Theda Bara, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So that was Valerie. Column E. 1 point. Fantastic. Right. Question 8 in this round. It's all going to go crazy soon. This person defined a different idea of what a female Hollywood star could be. While she always maintained an extreme elegance and classy style, her look was attainable. This resonates with women and young girls still today. The ability to be stunning and gorgeous, but not in a sex symbol type of way that other women like Marilyn Monroe or Betty Page were labelled. A huge part of any celebrity's persona, especially for women, even in today's society, is their likability. Boom, 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 boom. Do we want a clue?
Yeah.
It's a singing clue, and I can't sing.
This should be good.
River.
Oh, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie.
Is it Audrey Hepburn?
Fantastic. Well done, Valerie. And my singing can't be that bad. So, it is. You're not going to lose any points for saying that, that's for sure. Right. Two more to go in this round. This person's talent suited a variety of genres, from romance and drama to comedy. Her performance in Ninotchka in 1939 is notable, and the smile scene where she holds off her laugh until the last second in spite of a gentleman's arduous efforts to make her laugh is fantastic.
Valerie.
Okay, Valerie.
Is it Ingrid Bergman?
Isn't, but you're in the right ballpark. Well, you're not. Well, you sort of are.
Is it? Oh, B.
Yep.
Is it Garbo?
It is.
Sorry.
Did my clue give it away? And finally, for this round, the final real exercising of reading the website or real knowledge, because the final round is a crapshoot. This person literally created the concept of a movie star. She lived as large and dramatically as the heroine she portrayed. In her career, she saw the birth of film, the introduction of sound, and the invention of television. She fearlessly embraced them all and inspired women around the world with her style and ambition.
Kaylin.
Okay.
Is this one Joan Crawford?
It's not. But it should be, shouldn't it? It could be a lot of people. I think I'm going to have to give you a clue other than it was in Women in History Month. I'm just trying to find... Ah, yes, I see why you said that now. Sunset Boulevard.
No. I can't. I'm trying to think of her name.
B.
It's not Penny. B. No. No, go on, B. Go on, B. What have you got?
Gloria Swanson.
It is Gloria Swanson. Well done. But I can, yeah. To be fair, that one could have referred to a lot of people. Right, point to B. Would you like to know the current scores before we start round five?
Sure.
No.
Sure.
I'm going to go from the bottom to the top, but literally, this can change in the first question. Bringing up the rear with 3 points is Peggy. Then with 4 points, we have Kaylin. With 6 points, we have the newly named Kate Cubed. With 7 points, we have Jenny, who rescued herself by finding her own article. At 8, the queen of rom-com, Valerie.
Ah.
And at number 1, we have B on 14 points, even with the deduction, because she really does read everything that we submit. Gin away is good. Right. In this final round, I'm going to unashamedly admit I ripped this off from another website, another podcast that I was on, where what we do is I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score of a number of movies, all directed by women. And I'm going with the... And so what we have to do is you have to tell me what you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is.
Oh, God.
And the amount of points away from the actual tomato, and it's the tomato meter score, so the critic score, not the fan score, is how many points you get. And so you get better. Sorry, I'll do it so let's try and get this right. The closer you are, the better. So the least points you get in this round, the better. And then I'll flip it later. Okay. So for example, if the film got 66% and you said 70, you've picked up 4 points. So as you can see, it won't take very much for B's 6-point lead to be destroyed.
Oh. But you're actually thinking that we look at, like, I rarely look at a Rotten Tomatoes score.
And it doesn't matter, because what you're meant to say is what you think the film is, and then you try to. And I'm going to ask you all in turn, so don't worry, and it won't always be B first. I'll loop it around and change who goes first, all right? So this round will take a little longer, and there'll be a little bit of maths for me to do at the end, but I think this will be a lot of fun. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the first film is, and we'll start with B, so B first, but the first film we're choosing is A League of Their Own. What was its Rotten Tomato score?
86.
86 for B. Kaylin.
I was going to say something similar. I'll go for...
You can say 86.
I'll go for 88.
Valerie.
I'll bid 90.
I'll see your 90. And Peggy, what would you like to?
84.
You're going all in on 84. Mm-hmm. Jenny.
92.
And Kate.
I got 89.
So, the actual Rotten Tomatoes score from whenever we were going to record this before that day, so it may have changed, 78%.
Oh. I should have said, I was going to say 74, but everybody was going so high, I was like,
So, wow. So Peggy actually did the best in that one, because she was the closest.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild!
Have to, yay. Yay. Have to let me do the maths later. And Kaylin, you did, yeah, Kaylin was, I mean, no one was, well, Jenny.
I had high hopes.
It's okay. Right, the second one. This is the recent version of the film, the Greta Gerwig version, Little Women. And I'm going to start with Kaylin.
Oh, pressure. I think it's going to be something like 94.
94. Valerie.
Yeah, I think it would be. It was But I think it would be pretty high too. I'll say like 96.
96. Peggy.
I'm going to go with 78.
What a fan. Oh. Jenny.
No, I liked it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jenny, what do you think?
I would say 88.
88. Kate.
I'm going to go 74.
74. And B.
Let's go for 85.
85. The correct answer, well, not the correct, the answer given is 95%.
Oh.
Which means
all points.
That Kaylin was
hey.
The closest, I think. And, well, Kaylin and Valerie are both the same.
Yay.
So,
hey. So,
do you see now? And some people who chose 78, all their hard work's been undone. But it doesn't matter. Eight more to go. Okay. This film was brought up, I think, on the last podcast. Somebody watched it and marvelled at its incredulity. Point Break.
The new one or the old one?
The Catherine Bigelow, isn't it? The
okay.
Yeah. Have they remade it?
Yeah.
I was gonna say the remake would have gotten like a 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And this time we start with Valerie.
I'm going to say 65.
Peggy?
Again.
Yeah, I see your technique. Jenny?
Peggy is doing a lot of numbers.
75.
That was my American accent then. Kate Cubed?
79.
And B?
68.
And Kaylin?
63.
Okay. 69 is what it's got on Tomatoes. So
wow.
B, very close. But no one miles away, no one more than 10 away, so not bad at all. Next question, next one. Monsoon Wedding.
I've never seen it, so I can't.
No idea what that one is.
No.
I'll tell you who directed it. It's a British film, or well, British Indian film. I can't remember what her name is.
Miranair?
That's who it is, yeah.
Who?
Mira Nair. She did. She did another. It's on the. She did a movie with Denzel Washington that's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it right now. It was a romance with Denzel Washington that she directed. I can't think of it. Ah.
She should have. Anyway, this is good because totally up in the air now. I will. I will tell you, it's a well-reviewed film. So.
Oh.
So that'd be the clue. Right, who started last time? Was it Valerie last time? So it must be Peggy's turn to go first.
Okay. Monsoon Wedding, you say it's called, and it's highly reviewed.
Well received.
89%.
I know, it was nominated for BAFTAs and Golden Globes. So, you know, it's good. Jenny.
90.
Kate.
94.
B.
92.
I feel like a bingo caller. Kaylin.
85.
And Valerie.
Oh, Kaylin took my number. I'll say.
That's fine.
I'll do 86. I'll be off by one.
Well, you did yourself a favour because it's 95.
Oh.
You won yourself a point by being polite. Never works. Right. So I think first up this time is Jenny. And Jenny, the film I'd like us to talk about is Persepolis.
Ooh, I'm sorry, say the name again.
Persepolis. For, and something we might want to talk about in animated April.
I'd say, no idea. I've never even heard of it.
It's a fantastic 80. Comic book, too.
It did a very good comic book, yeah. Anyway, Jenny.
About 80.
So I'll just go 80 then. Kate.
I'll do 90 on this one.
B.
I'm going to... I think it's 97.
Oof. That's the, is that the highest guess we've had so far for anything? I think it is. Kaylin.
94.
Valerie.
About 88.
And Peggy.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask one more time what the name of the film even is again.
Hopefully I'm saying it correctly. Persepolis.
Persepolis. Okay. I've never heard of it. I have no clue.
In Iran.
89.
Okay.
I really recommend it if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, it's really great.
And like someone else said, I really recommend the comic book as well. I've actually did a couple.
Oh, it's a comic book movie. That's probably why I haven't seen it.
It is.
Okay. It's a graphic novel that was turned into an awesome animated movie.
Yeah.
It's 96%.
Oh, wow. Really highly rated.
I'm really surprised about. not going to think it's good. I just was surprised it was reviewed that highly. Okay, right. Who went first that round? Was that Jenny?
I did. Yeah.
So, Kate, you're up to bat. With Near Dark.
Oh.
Near Dark. Okay, you're having all these movies I've never even heard of.
Catherine Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow. Yeah.
Okay. Vampires.
Vampire movie. Vampires, yeah.
79.
B. I think I'm actually going to go for 69.
Okay. Kaylin.
72.
Valerie.
Let's try 75.
Peggy.
71.
And Jenny.
65.
So Near Dark, one of the great modern vampire films. It's 88%.
Oh, wow. A lot higher than I thought it would be.
All right. So, lowering the... I'm upping the pop culture and lowering the quality. Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, God. My God, I love that movie.
I don't really know that one.
Well, the question is, did anybody else? So, B, you're up front, I think, for Desperately Seeking Susan.
70.
And Kaylin?
Oh, God, I was hoping you'd put me further back. I have no idea.
I'm just doing a route round and round the same order. You follow B.
71.
71. And following Kaylin is Valerie.
Oh, boy. Let's do 79.
Peggy.
Because I know it wasn't well received. I'm going to go 66.
Jenny.
I'm going to go 74.
And Kate.
I'll go 80 just because.
So, 83%.
Oh wow.
Yay for Desperate Seeking Susan.
And again, another round where it's interesting. No one's going up crazy outside the boundaries. But anyway, number 8, and this is Kaylin, you're up first. This is the second on brand question. Lady Bird.
Oh, okay. Fairly high regard. I'm going to go 92.
Valerie.
I'll do 95.
Peggy.
92.
Jenny.
98.
Kate?
I'll go 98 as well.
And B?
Well, I wanted to go 98 as well, but
you can.
I'm gonna go with 97.
It got 99%.
Oh, wow.
Good on, Lady Bird.
Yeah. Again, I'm like, what?
99%? Really?
I think that's mathematically unlikely, but that's what
I was going to say. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great.
Right. This one, is, I'm expecting barely none of you. Barely none of you? I don't think that's even a phrase for you. I'd be surprised if any of you have even heard of this film. Mickey and Nicky, it's a film by Elaine May.
No,
I've heard that film's like, really good.
It's like one of the best films ever, right? Well, is it or is it? Or have I picked a random film that's rubbish? Okay, so I think we did we start with Kaylee, then we did. So it's Valerie up first.
Oh gosh, I'm just going to guess. I'll say 80.
Can I ask what year this film was?
You can. And I can find out for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. I was just curious about the time.
No, it's fine. So it stars John Cassavetes and Peter Falk. And it's a 1976 film.
Okay. I used to work for Peter Falk, and he used to make me watch all his movies with him. So that's weird that I don't know what it is.
Just pull a number out.
Oh, it's my turn.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. I thought I was waiting for you to call someone's name.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to say 82.
82. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jenny.
I'm going to go 86.
86. Kate.
85.
B.
Oh,
Ninety. Wow. And Kaylin.
80.
So, for a film only one of you's ever heard of, got 84%.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, Elaine May is someone is well worth her sort of American comedian made films.
Right. Yeah.
Worked with.
I will just as a quick added note, everyone. Peter Falk was the most lovely man ever. Seriously, he was a dream. He was a dream person.
Did the Heartbreak Kid, didn't she, Elaine May?
She did. Yeah. No, Peter Falk's like one of my heroes. So I'm. Very pleased that he was a nice man as well.
Yes, I mean, absolutely lovely.
And final film. Final. It's nearly over, everybody. I know you're. Okay. I know you had enough. This is the last question. And who went first last time? Was it Valerie or Peggy?
It was me. Yes.
So Peggy.
Oh god.
You get first dibs on.
Okay.
On the Babadook.
Okay, I know people loved this movie. 85%. No, wait.
86. Jenny.
88.
Kate.
I think I'm going to go like 95.
Oof. Kate's not grading on a curve. That's B.
I liked that movie. Oh, who? Sorry.
B.
B. 98. I'm going high.
Kate. Yeah.
97.
You're also polite not wanting to take each other's numbers. Valerie. For the last person to answer a question.
Oh, I'll do 90.
90. Okay. So the Babadook, back on Thursday, had a scarcely believable 98%.
Oh.
Wow.
I've done some maths, all right?
Okay.
And I've worked out a way of distributing the points that are obviously working the opposite way around. So let's just talk about round five. So interestingly, no one went crazy out of bounds on anything. The winner of that round, well, let's go backwards. So Peggy, I'm afraid you were cumulatively the furthest out. At 100.
Oh, I could have told you that at the beginning.
Well, interestingly, at 100, so you were an average of 10 out, which I don't think is too bad at all. Then we have Jenny with 93, who only had really one question that messed her up. And then it's really, really tight. What's next? Kaylin with 69. Valerie with 67. Kate with 66. And B was the least far out with 63.
Oof.
And what I've done is I've given you a score which is taking away your score from 100, which I had decided before I'd added up the scores, which means Peggy unfortunately gets no points.
Aww.
That's okay.
Jenny gets 7.
All right.
Kaylin gets 31. Valerie gets 33. Kate gets 34 and B gets 37.
Yay.
Which means, again, I don't want to spoil it, but we know who the Queen of Quiz is, I think. But yeah, so I'm afraid Peggy has come in last with 3 points. But
yay!
Ultimate place, we have Jenny, who's doing really well into that last round. In fact, 14 points, and then it gets close again with 35 points. We have Kaylin.
Yay.
With 40 points, we have Kate. Mm-hmm. Beaten by 1 point by Valerie with 41.
Yay.
Which, to no one's surprise, and I'm going to take the blame for this, for one of my rounds being a bit favouritising to her, but then she did get the rom-com round as well.
Yes.
She was keener in than I was expecting. Of 51 points, the winner, the Queen of Quiz for Itol for this quiz. I don't know if we'll do another one. 51 points. Well done, B.
Yay!
And she didn't win because she was the boss, right?
Yes, she earned it.
You all get to keep your job.
Many thanks, everyone, for listening to us to the end. I hope you had as much fun listening as we did taking part. Please feel free to drop us a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Come visit the website. It's now Animated April, and you'll be finding all kinds of interesting articles and reviews about animated movies with our usual focus on female filmmakers and characters. Most importantly, though, please make sure you are all looking out for yourselves and others. Isolating and social distancing is tough, whether you're stuck with your family or on your own. Make sure you find time to connect with family and friends via the telephone, social media, Skype, Zoom, whatever works for you. And please remember, the human race is basically great. We'll all get through this.